Yo, UFO pod, unidentified Floridian object pod. Hey, it's getting to the point where I fire a pod up anywhere. Like, nigga, I know I'm someone I ain't got no post to be. Like, or however that shit supposed to go. I ain't supposed to be here. And I'm still here. And I'm still out here. 2502 UFO podcast. All right, so today we got a few different topics, you know. It's just kind of like going to be a little vent session, you know, get it off my head. No topics, fuck it. Hey, and if you niggas really think I'm coming on this bitch with no topics, y'all crazier than a motherfucker. Like that, all right, go ahead and do your podcast like that, man. Do your podcast, just get on that bitch and talk and say something, see how it go. Shit ain't just how it go, man, like. There's levels to this shit, but I really got on here to brag and boast. Really got on here to brag for the most part. Like, you go back and listen to my Frankenstein podcast, y'all motherfuckers will see that I literally predicted the rise of Tallahassee, Florida. I'm not saying I'm in charge of it. I ain't saying I get credit for these little niggas' successes and shit like that. Nah, I ain't saying that. But I'm saying I predicted that shit 100%. I told you niggas a year and a half, 2 years ago, that Florida was about to become a big musical hub. Not big as in like, oh, we got a few popping niggas like Kodak, Rod Wave, like Hot Boy and them. No, nigga, we finna become the fucking hub, the fucking sound. I told y'all how Diddy was trying to move here a year and a half, 2 years ago. Man, I told y'all niggas, like, after the fucking pandemic and shit got reset, the markets got shaken off. It's like niggas pulled a bag out of dust and just shook it off. Like, shit fresh now after the pandemic. It's different now. The plants got a little while to rejuvenate. The capitalists got a while to rejuvenate. As well as the common motherfucking people. So like I said, my fucking call that shit, man. There's so many motherfucking artists right here in the 850. That's about to motherfucking pop. I'm talking, I don't give a fuck about naming names, nigga. We already know Boston Richie. That nigga done pop. Spliff gonna pop. That nigga Kite gonna pop. Who else gonna fucking pop? K2 gonna fucking pop. Black Boy JB gonna pop. There's so many motherfucking niggas out this bitch gonna pop. That nigga JP motherfucking Pender gonna pop. It's so many motherfucking niggas in motherfucking Tallahassee, man. Fish Girl, that nigga did his shit with Quavo. And I really do this pod shit, man. Like, I told y'all niggas who was going to become a musical hub because I saw the pattern of every other state and how little small towns was becoming musical hubs. I watched North Carolina a little bit. I watched what the DaBaby did and how he handled that shit and how he kind of coincided with the hub that was becoming of North Carolina, but seems like that buzz went down a little bit. I don't know. Shit. I don't know how that's gonna go, but back to my point, I fucking predicted this shit to you niggas. I told you niggas who was gonna become a hub, now Future walking in the mall. I told you niggas who was gonna become a hub, now Future coming in my motherfucking hood. Nigga, Future, the nigga that did a song with goddamn Rocco, Drizzy, all the niggas, the biggest artist, man, one of the biggest Southern artists to live, Future, motherfucking Pluto, came to my motherfucking hood. No, I wasn't there because I'm not running it up. But hell yeah, man. That nigga Boston Richie, apparently it was rumored that he had signed the Free Bands. Boston Richie is a Tallahassee artist, nigga rumored to be from the South Side. I don't know the nigga personally, but I heard the nigga from the South Side, from Pine Ridge. Same place where my nigga Hammer from. Free that nigga Hammer, man. Oh, yeah, y'all know I got to get into my little Steelos, you know, let my niggas know, put that energy out there. Free my nigga AJ, free my nigga Hammer, man. Like I say, before we fucking break them out on my mama. Real shit. That nigga Tank jump, that nigga Tank jump touchdown, man. I like to hear that, man. I like to hear that. Hey, and I be so fucked up, man. That nigga Tank jump, I ain't even fucking know like that. Like, it ain't on no crazy shit, but I ain't know. My little cousin Will just told me that shit, so I feel good as fucking on being in contact with that nigga, man. That's really a fire-ass big cousin, like, on some on some legend shit, real shit. So, what up, Tank? Nigga, fuck with me. Where you at? But, what else? So, like I said, I saw this shit from the way beginning. I saw this shit, like, before Fish Scale and them pop and all that shit. Like, that Florida not only was becoming a hub for music, like, as far as our sound, people were sounding like us, you know? Really, the first hint I got from that shit probably was Bodak Yellow by Cardi B. When I seen Bodak Yellow by Cardi B, I kind of looked around like, huh? Our niggas, like, what, New York, the East, is taking a Florida Southern sound like that? Okay, bet. And I figured if Cardi rocked to that shit and she blew up like that off of Florida sound, man, nigga, I'm right here from goddamn. Nigga, I'm just a Tally nigga. So I heard Tally niggas in that Bodak Yellow song. Even though she tried to mimic Kodak flow, that's a Florida flow, man. Like, why you think niggas was telling motherfucking Glock 9 that he sound like Kodak? Like, Glock 9 don't sound like no motherfucking Kodak. It's just how Florida niggas rap. That's just how lingo. That's just how the fuck we talk. No flaw shit. But, yeah, it was like that, though. So, like I said, that Bodak Yellow sounded like Tallahassee niggas to me. And I was like, huh? Hold up. Okay, so I heard that shit, and that was years ago. And I started thinking about the small town impediments of Tallahassee artists. I started thinking about how maybe there's something stopping Tallahassee artists. If a New York lady like this can motherfucking make a hard ass dope song based off of Florida sound and that bit go to blow, then okay. Maybe there's something that's stopping these Tally niggas. So, you know, I just started glancing. I just started thinking. You know, hey, y'all be surprised what a nigga could do when he just think on it. Like, so much shit can be prevented if a nigga just say, hey, bro, let's think about it. Nigga, think about it, floodgates open. That's just how shit go, man. But, so I just started thinking on it. Like, is it Tallahassee promoters? These niggas don't be paying motherfuckers. But nah, it can't be done. These artists, I seen artists surpass, like, they got past promoters. You know, there's a way around that shit. They circumvented that shit. If you motherfucking will. Okay, so maybe it ain't promoters. Is it the culture of the artists? Maybe the artists don't support each other? I don't know if the artists support each other or not, you know? Because we see niggas like Boston 9, niggas jumping on them, supporting them. We see niggas like Spliff. My little brother always been supported. A nigga Kite always been supported. Niggas like that. That nigga Nario got some support, but I don't know, man. I feel like y'all kind of hold that nigga, man. Y'all kind of hold that nigga with how y'all did that shit. Everybody was on the nigga, and then for whatever reason, like, nigga, but this shit music, man. This shit music. Like, that's all I'm going to say. This shit motherfucking music, man. Jit make good music, so that's all the fuck matter. I don't give a fuck how the nigga, I don't know the nigga as a person. Like, but like I say, this shit music, man. And I feel like niggas like that should still be up there with the current bubbling niggas right now. Like, so, like I said, man, so I don't know. I think it might be a little of the culture. I think it also might be a little of the culture of Tallahassee, man. Like, we're a small town. I told y'all a lot of new niggas came in this bitch and, like, down there, like, infested motherfucking Tallahassee. Changed the whole face of this shit. Like, I'm talking nigga my hood, everybody else hood, full of a bunch of niggas from out of town. Or a lot of them. Like, I don't give a fuck, even if it's a nigga cousin, a nigga this, a nigga that, bro. Niggas come from out of town and niggas change our fucking hood, like, which is cool, because a nigga ain't run me from nowhere, so I ain't tripping, but it's just when people come with different mentalities and people come from different places and they new, like, new elements just gonna stir shit up. That's just how shit go. Like, who the fuck gonna predict that a nigga gonna come from motherfucking whoop-de-whoop Mississippi or some shit and set it off here? So, you just never know. Like, nigga, I don't know your family, so you know you getting bolted. It's the flow. So, yeah, it's just really how niggas look at that shit. So, yeah. I just want to tell y'all niggas, man, predicted this shit on so many motherfucking levels that Tally was going to become a motherfucking hub. And we did. And like I said, I heard that boy, that yellow, and that sounded like Tallahassee niggas to me, in a sense. Florida niggas. And I was like, okay, well, I guess Florida becoming a sound. We're stopping Tallahassee. We the motherfucking capital. 850. Now, when I say our niggas so, bro, we so motherfucking hard, bro. I don't even know how to motherfucking explain it, man. Like, niggas just cut a little different, bro. Like, we got a lot of bushes up here, bro. Nigga, use bushes to their advantage, if you get what I'm saying, bro. That's a little different than 850, man. We got so many hoods. I heard Boston and Act on a little pod or something. I heard a little bit of that bitch. And Act looking like we ain't got no hoods in Tallahassee. Bruh, Act, come here, bruh. When you come here, ask niggas about the Meadows. Ask niggas about anywhere on Lake Bradford. Ask niggas about Houghton Street, 2502. Ask niggas about Pine Ridge. Ask niggas about the Joe. Ask niggas about the Ave. Like, nigga, you trip. Ask niggas about Lake Jack. Nigga, ask some niggas about the Mickey Sicky niggas, them Chels niggas. The motherfucking East Side niggas, man. Y'all got shit fucked up, man. There's so many motherfucking hoods in Tally, and that shit ain't really nothing to brag about, because I know that shit really just a concentration of poverty and violence put on by the fucking crackers. That's just how that shit went. And we was fed dope, the trade dope. So that's just how we did it, you know? That's just a real nigga speaking. Like I say, man, I'm going to illustrate y'all niggas a visionary illustration of my motherfucking subconscious to kind of let y'all know, like, how I rock. I say what I want. I do what the fuck I want. I'm in this podcast shit just to drop off some motherfucking, just some knowledge to y'all motherfuckers, man. That's just how we going to motherfucking do it. Like, I'm the antithesis of a real nigga. And we just going to leave it at that. You know? RP that nigga Marvin, man. That's how we gonna do that. Real shit. I'm like Rod on a pod. Let me stop. Real shit. But yeah, man, UFO pod, unidentified Floridian object podcast, man. That's just how we gonna do that shit. What else should I hit on before I get the fuck up out of this bitch? Oh, that Jeffrey shit. I got so many issues with that motherfucking Jeffrey Dahmer shit. I'm a crime buff nigga. I love that serial killer shit. So I already knew the story. I knew about most of the stories. But I'm not finna debate with niggas about who's worse out of Dahmer or motherfucking John Wayne Gacy when there was two killing crackers. I don't give a fuck about that shit. Like, I feel like they let that shit go on purpose. Like, that's like Dahmer moving to Houghton Street. That's like Dahmer moving in the middle of Houghton Street and killing a bunch of niggas. Man, shit ain't gonna be like that, man. Like, that shit is not gonna be like that. Dahmer is not moving to the middle of no hood and murking niggas, man, without no type of motherfucking, like, construct that's allowing him to do that shit. Like, that's just how that shit go. Like, nigga, the shit was too motherfucking organized. I just don't get how, you know, man. You mean tell me ain't no nigga like, wait, where the dope boys at, man? Where the hood niggas was? Ain't nobody roll up on the nigga like, hey, bro, what the fuck you doing? So that's the only thing I don't get about the Jeffrey Dahmer serial killer case. Where the fuck was the gangster niggas? Where was the motherfucking dope boys, the wooty whoops, the run up on this nigga shit? Like, hey, bro, this some street justice. Get the fuck up out of here. Like, we ain't finna have that. Nigga, your house stink. You acting weird, you looking weird, run the pockets. Like, so yeah, nah, I ain't with that shit. So I don't get that part about Jeffrey. Like, I don't get how he was able to get, like, so much, like, so many, like, chemical type equipments without being on nobody's radar. Like, this nigga doesn't have no little bullshit ass shit. He had some powerful stuff. Like, he had crazy sulfuric acids to break shit down, fuck people up. He had crazy, like, doping agencies that made people fucking fall out instantly. Like, that shit was fucking crazy, man. No way that nigga would have did that in Houghton Street. Hell nah, man. sci-fi movies don't really work, man. Shit got to be realistic, real talk. Like, shit got to be realistic. But that's the type of shit now that's scaring niggas. That's the new horror movie. The new horror movie is not like some possession shit, some weird ghost. That shit is basically like, it's different now, you know? It's realistic shit that can actually happen to you. And that's why that shit a little bit more scary. You're like, damn, that shit's fucking possible? And apparently it is. Oh, this fuck nigga looking at my fuck nigga. But yeah, man, I'm gonna get at y'all. I was just giving y'all a slight update on this shit. UFO pod, unidentified Floridian object podcast, man. You know, there's just a little something to get y'all amped up. Let y'all niggas know I predicted that shit. UFO podcast, unidentified Floridian object podcast, signing off.